From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, welcome to Inside Agriculture. While the just-enacted spending bill to fund the government for the rest of this fiscal year could jumpstart planning for new locks and dams on the upper Mississippi and Illinois rivers. Now, that according to the industry's Waterways Council. The fiscal year 17 funding package has $6 billion for Army Corps projects, including $362 million for the Mississippi River and its tributaries. But it fails to resume pre-construction engineering work to modernize upper Mississippi and Illinois River locks, directing the Army Corps instead to have projects ready to go as soon as construction money is available. Well, the Waterways Council says that plus $5 million more for inland navigation leaves the door open for the administration to jumpstart planning if inclined. Council Senior Vice President Deborah Calhoun pointed to a Trump transition document earlier this year, thought it to call for upper Mississippi locks in a huge infrastructure.
We do remain cautiously optimistic about the prospects for inland waterways being included in any potential infrastructure package. As we've long discussed, locks and dams are a really critical part of that transportation supply chain and of national security, which that list seems to focus on as well.
And for more than a half dozen locks projects on the upper Mississippi and Illinois rivers, they've been languishing for years without funding since they were first authorized in a 2007 water projects bill. But with President Trump making infrastructure and jobs a top priority, Calhoun thinks the Waterways Council may have a message that resonates with the White House.
These are American jobs to build these projects, to work with the Army Corps of Engineers. And so, currently the inland waterway system supports about 541,000 jobs.
Calhoun says recent economic studies show spending or speeding up the timeline for locks construction could create hundreds of thousands more jobs than a normal schedule. The fiscal year 17 spending bill, meantime, also includes $3 million to promote GMO foods through consumer outreach and education after more than 50 ag and food groups sought to counter public misinformation about biotech food and as USDA develops new GMO food labels. Well, we're going to take a break here, but when we come back, 2017 Wheat Quality Council Hard Red Winter Wheat Tour wrapped up Thursday. We'll talk about that next.